Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe and I'm here with Katie.
Hello, hello. This is our take two because kids, school holidays, all the things.
And they needed food and couldn't pick something. They had to pick carrot sticks and sauce, which I realise to most people is a bizarre combination, because it is, because she is a strange child and she likes to have carrot sticks and she dips them in ketchup and she eats them. But there's carrots involved, so I don't complain.
They're all strange. If you heard that bang, that was my little seven-year-old boy coming to jump on the bed and have a cuddle with me. It's going to be one of those days.
So this week we were going to be talking about, very, very aptly, managing your commitments. One of the questions that we got in the community group originally was, how do you manage, you know, either working or having a business and kids or family commitments and fitting in all of your training? And isn't that the million-dollar question?
Yeah, it really definitely is. And it's, and you know, someone, well, actually a number of people say to me, you know, how do you do this when you've got four children and, well, five on the way, now that we're all out and proud about that. And you know what, I don't actually think it's to do with the number. I think a lot of it's to do with personality as much as anything else, because I could have any three of my children and easily schedule so many things around them, but there's the one, and it's not always the same one, I will add, not the one that's hitting me at the moment, buddy, come on, shh. But, you know, it's managing those personalities sometimes, because there are times when kids need you more than other times. That's just life,
Mom.
Isn't it?
Mum.
Maybe. We'll have lunch. If you can go and play with Jack for a few minutes, then we'll have lunch after that. Deal?
How many more minutes?
Give me a high five and I'll see you in a minute. Good boy.
How many more minutes?
That many. Yeah, go on. Sorry. This is just real life, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Managing my commitments very well today.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one thing that I discovered is that I tend to think, left to my own devices, tend to think of things in terms of how can I get the most done in the least amount of time. But that's not always the best way to handle stress. So, for example, if I think about, oh, you know, like if I go for a run in, like my husband and I have a schedule, so he takes some mornings and I take other mornings to get training stuff. And I could, if I'm thinking about the day, you know, I could get a 2-hour run done in the morning before school, and then in theory, after, if it was a CrossFit day, I could then drop the kids off at school and go down to CrossFit, and I'm getting quite a lot done in a short amount of time. But then what that doesn't factor in is things like actually dropping the kids off at school on time. Like with Riley, because she's older, I can drop her off at 8:45 and she's fine. Like, she just wanders off. But Piper likes me to stay to the bell, which then would put me under a real time crunch in terms of getting to CrossFit at 9:30. And there is nothing that stresses me out more than being late. It's just one of those things where it would tend to create a whole big stress ball of my whole morning, which, let's face it, is pretty stressful already, because I've got, you know, people having tantrums about socks that they were totally fine with last week and you know, making lunches and juggling all of the gazillion school kind of, like, oh, there's an excursion, oh, we need to do a family tree, like, I'm like, I don't know, can't they just be at school?
So true though. Every parent, every morning, like, everyone's just nodding right now.
And so in terms of that, I'm so much better off going, I'll go to CrossFit in the morning and then I can be a lot more relaxed at school drop off, and if I want to go for a run afterwards, after school drop off, I can. And so just making decisions that are more about what is going to be the most happy and least stressful. And it's for things like that, like normally on Tuesdays, I do reading groups with kindergarten, and I have a standing lunch date with my husband where we go out and have an actual meal and where we can talk without being interrupted every 5 seconds, and I pick up the kids early because they've got CrossFit kids after school. And so instead of trying to kind of like jam some work somewhere in the middle of that day, I just like, you know what? Tuesday is not a happening thing. Tuesday is just the day that I run around and do a few errands, and I don't even try to work on a Tuesday.
And do you know what? I think that is part of managing commitments. Honestly, the best thing you can do sometimes is let it go and reprioritize. And I'm all for, you know, having a strict training plan and having routines and schedules. God, I'm the queen of that, actually, let's be honest. But it's just, life doesn't always work like that. Like, I had my life ticking over perfectly in this really nice routine kind of thing, and then I got pregnant and was violently ill for 2 months and couldn't get out of bed, and I'm still kind of on the tail end of that. Nothing is manageable, so you've got to pick your targets. So on a good day now, I'm out of bed and eating something. That's my big goal, and managing my children. And if I get out for a walk or if I get my work done, that's fantastic. But you sometimes just have to reprioritize and get through. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think when you have been, particularly if you've been running for a while, and I know I'm guilty of this, you feel like you're letting yourself down or you're letting someone else down, not getting it done sometimes. And it's just, it's not true. Like, life happens and we all have to deal with what we have to deal with.
Yeah, and I think that oftentimes the recovery aspect is really underestimated. You know, it's like if you are kind of like burning the candle at both ends and you're up with kids all night and, you know, you've got work deadlines, if you are dragging yourself out on a run and you're exhausted, you're not really getting a huge benefit from that because you're not recovered. And so I think that putting as much emphasis on a session but also on recovering properly, and not all of it is going to be to do with, you know, the actual your fitness level or anything like that. A lot of it is going to be to do with stuff that you've got going on at home and other deadlines and other pressures and all of those sorts of things. And I think that it's really, like, I could really easily get into something that is a schedule that's more aspirational, that's like, oh, you know, on an ideal week I could get all of this done. But how many ideal weeks do I have? Like, maybe a couple. So I've got to sort of sit down and look at, okay, what is going to be realistic and with some sort of buffers built in. And it's okay if things don't happen. Like, I tend to kind of think that if I get to most things in the week, that's a win. You know, like if I had been aiming for 3 CrossFit sessions and I got to 2, I'll take that. That's all right.
Yeah.
You know, and same with runs. Like, if I was aiming for 4 and I got to 3, that's pretty good too. I'm not going to spend too much time worrying about that. And just sort of take it down into things that are going to be really, really achievable. So it's not kind of like, oh, I miss this. What's the point? I might as well give up.
Yeah, take your wins, that's for sure. I mean, we've talked a bit about the 80-20 kind of rule a lot of people do before in terms of food and in training, but I think you've got to apply it to your life sometimes. Like, if you get through 80% of your life achieving the things you needed to achieve, then that's a massive win, and you've got to take those wins and give yourself a pat on the back and not worry so much about the misses, because be tomorrow. You can catch stuff up, but you can't catch up on that, you know, cuddle in bed with your kid one morning, because maybe that won't happen tomorrow. Maybe they'll have outgrown it. Like, I think sometimes you need to stop and think about those things that won't be there, as opposed to, and I'm not saying, you know, don't go for your run, don't do your work, because those things are important as well. But I think sometimes we lose sight of those priorities, and it's really important to step back a bit and go, oh, hang on a sec. Am I connecting with my family? Am I connecting with my partner? Or am I really out of balance with other things in my life as well?
Yeah, and I mean, I think that that's pretty much what happened with uni this year. And when people ask me how's uni going, and I say I quit, that's not my most favourite conversation ever to have. But at the end of the day, it is one of those things where there are some things that are always going to be there, and uni is definitely one of those things that is always going to be there. It's not going anywhere. I can go back anytime. But you know, the kids aren't always going to be the age that they are. You know, at this stage, you know, when I'm on school holidays, I get to just, you know, sleep in and hang out with them. I mean, there's been a lot of lolling about post-marathon around here.
But as there should be.
Lots of, but for me, the first week when after I stopped uni, the first week of school holidays is just so awesome, because it's like I don't have any other pressures going on. I can just sleep in, can do whatever, we can all just have a bit of a relax and just have that downtime that usually we all need after a term. Mm-hmm. And just you sort of have to look at things and go, what is important, what is necessary, you know, what can I do? And you know, uni for me was important, but it wasn't necessary for where I am right now. And I had to sort of look at the big picture and say, you know, I cannot expect to be running a new business and trying to develop it and move it forward and, you know, and mentor people with coaching and doing all of that sort of stuff and be spending 40 hours a week at uni.
You just can't do it. And it's interesting, I've got this C2C coaching club, which is just a Facebook group of women with small and home businesses. And I started that because, like, I'm really passionate about that stuff. And just like last night, we were talking a bit about where we all are at the moment, and one of our members has said, you know, she's got two quite young kids and she's decided to step back and just do the things that she loves. And I said to her, do you know what, I think that is a huge skill to be able to say, this is not the time for me to push on this because there are other things. And it's the same for me. Like, I've pretty much, for the moment, I'm not doing any personal coaching. I'm doing my group stuff. I'm doing MindFit, which I love. So I've still got those connections. But for me, right this minute, getting through the day without throwing up seven times is enough of a win. I can't give that energy to other people. I'll be able to in a few months. But right now I can't, and that's totally fine.
Yeah, and I think that we do tend to live in an environment of, you know, like more is more, where I tend to think that, you know, less but high quality is more. So, you know, if you are kind of doing a run and you're just going through the motions, as opposed to you're out on a run, you warm up properly, you are focused on, you know, the technique things that you're working on if it's an easy run, like, you know, your posture and your core and doing all of that sort of stuff, and you have a good cool down afterwards. Or if it's a quality session, you are focusing on really pushing yourself, you know, like comfortable but hard.
Yeah.
And then what you are going to get out of, like, say if you do that once a week instead of kind of dragging your feet through two mediocre sessions, you are just going to get so much out of that. Not just physically, like physically you absolutely will get a whole lot more out of it because you are doing all of the things that just kind of going through the motions isn't going to do. But mentally, I think that it puts you in a much better position not to feel like, oh yep, got it done, to actually, I really put a lot of attention on it, I focused on it, I did what I intended to do, and I'm really happy with the outcome. You know, those two sort of scenarios are very different. And I think that if you go, okay, looking at my week, I work and I've got kids, or I've got other commitments, or I've got uni, or whatever it is, so realistically I can probably only dedicate maybe two times a week to training, and that's great. Okay.
Yep.
So you got twice a week and you can really maximize that by having it be much more an event rather than just something that you're getting up and doing.
Yeah, I think we all have periods where we're so caught up in the one thing that we're focused on that we do just lose balance and we lose sight of other things that are going on. And I know I've had periods where I've done that with training, I've had periods where I've done that with business, I've had periods where I've done that with, you know, you name it, and I've done it. I get very passionate about things and I dive in head first, sometimes to the detriment of the rest of my life. And I think sometimes it's really valuable to step back and maybe, you know, make a list of all the things you've got going on and look at what is giving to you and what it's taking away. And we all have things we have to do that are taking away. I mean, I don't particularly like making dinner every night. Well, I don't do it every night, but, you know, I don't particularly love doing that. I have to do it. I have these children and I need to feed them. That's a requirement. So that's something I have to do that kind of takes from me, but I can turn it into a giving thing by, you know, changing it up, getting the kids to help, making it fun. Those things are non-negotiable, but I also have things in my life that I'm doing because I feel like I have to for other reasons. And sometimes when you look at those things, like for instance, if I was training 5 days a week, and I've done this before, there's a point where you kind of have to go, do you know what, this is taking more than it's giving, and for the sake of dropping one training session, it could start giving back to me again. And sometimes finding that balance can make a huge difference to your whole life.
Yeah, and it is, and it changes. Like, there have been periods of my life where I have been really comfortable in a, you know, like 5 training sessions a week, and I haven't had any issues with the timing. Like probably the last time I really remember that was probably when you know, Operation Move was just sort of starting out, so it was much more of a part-time endeavor than a full-time one, and I just had a little bit more time. Hi, buddy. You're coming in for a snuggle? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that
I know. It's she's saying that she's really cold, but she doesn't want to wear clothes. This is
that's a really tricky dilemma.
Is real, and something that she could only get away with in weather like this, where it's actually not that cold.
Yes, I'm very glad you don't live where I live at the moment. It wouldn't be an option for her.
Although I did buy her some dinosaur UGG boots, which she's taken to, so I'll take that win.
Oh, they sound good. UGG boots are the best thing in the world, especially if you live where I live.
Yes. So, yeah, I think that it also depends, like, on what you've got, what going on, what your commitments are. And so sometimes where I am with my training and my body, 5 or 6 times a week is a really comfortable amount of time. And then other times, you know, like 4 is too many. So it's just a matter of, like, I think that you can also prioritize things into... Oh, mate, can you stop counting? Can you?
Yeah.
Can you?
She's helping. She's counting down for us to be finished, probably.
Probably.
Oh, bless her. That's cute. Do you know, one of the things I think as well with training is you can, like, there's a fine line between not wanting to do it because you don't want to do it and not wanting to do it because it is actually something you shouldn't be doing. And only you yourself can make that call. Like, it's a good idea maybe to chat with your coach about it if you have a coach. Here comes mine too. It's been 10 seconds, he says. And you need to make those decisions, just a sec, buddy, for yourself and make them wisely. But yeah, the other thing I would say as someone who hasn't trained for a while because I've been unable to is, while you are enjoying it, really appreciate it. Because I'm hanging to run. I really don't know if I'm going to be able to.
I think what I've also done is last year sometime I wanted to kind of step up a bit of training, but I was a bit low on time. And, you know, CrossFit for me is, you know, it's a 35-minute drive. So that's an easy, you know, like hour and a bit just in travel time for me. And so I invested in a bench and a barbell for in the garage. So, you know, like, I can do something at home with a spare 20 minutes if I want to, and it doesn't take a huge amount of time, and it's a way to add something in where it's very flexible with everything else that I'm doing. You're going to go on my lap now, are you? Okay, cute stuff.
Yeah. So flexibility, I think, when it comes to commitments, flexibility is always going to be the key, especially when you've got children. But even when you don't have children, we've all got lots of stuff going on, and I think the more room you can give yourself to move and to say, well, I do have 20 minutes, I can go lift those weights in the garage, I don't have to do the 2-hour thing, and it's still valid and important.
Yeah, and just good. Kind of like getting creative with it. Like, I think it's so easy to kind of go, oh, well, you know, it's school holidays, so I can't get out for that run that I was planning. But there is nothing stopping you from doing, you know, a HIIT session at home. And, you know, even if you're not in run club and you aren't getting those workouts, all you got to do is you can find some stuff on, you know, on Pinterest or just by Googling or, you know, or whatever else, and you can find something to do. So I think it's also about, if you have the time and you have the energy, don't let things like that get in your way. There's always something you can do.
Yes, and if you feel like maybe it is you getting in your own way and it's not something that is a kind of valid reason not to be doing stuff, ask for help as well. Jump into our community group on Facebook and say, hey, I just need a bit of a nudge, or, you know, join a program where you're going to have a program that will help you get out the door, or training plan or coaching like Learn to Run and like our training programs. Give yourself the backup that you know that you need when you need it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so much easier when somebody else is telling you what to do.
Like, I coaches.
I find that too. You know, like if I sort of write my own training plan, it's really easy for me to get into an argument with myself about whether I'm going to do it or not, because I wrote it. But if somebody else wrote it for me, and I've certainly had plans that other people have written for me in the past, I would not even hesitate. Like, there's no part of my brain would go, should we do this or should we not? You know, it's just, it doesn't happen. So I think that can be a really good thing as well. Oh, you are so cute.
I'm super excited about the training group starting on the 25th of July, because I've obviously signed up to do the 10K at the Melbourne Marathon. And look, I have no idea how much of it I'll walk, how much I'll run, and how much of the plan I'll get through. But because I will have those training sessions scheduled, I'll get out the door. Yeah. I may not do exactly what the plan says, but I'll get out the door.
What a lot of people are doing with the training is, say, for example, because there are 3, 4, and 5 day programs within there, people are going, oh, you know, this week I've got a lot on, I'm going to do a 3 day week this week, or 3 session week. 3 day week would be nice, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
And then they go, oh, actually, I've got more time this week, I'm going to pop over into intermediate and do 4 days. And they're flexible like that. So it does work with you having, like, obviously at the moment, a lot of people are in school holidays and it's a little bit harder to.
Yeah, I love that it starts after the holidays. Very clever timing. my son can read a clock. It's 5 minutes.
So yes, so I think that those are probably the main things to do with managing commitments. Probably the only other thing that I'd say before we're well and truly drowned out by children is that whatever you've got going on, I think that you want to put a good amount of energy into it. And, you know, say, for example, you don't want to get into an area where, you know, like, yeah, you're training 5 days a week, but you feel really chaotic because, you know, like, all of the stuff with the house that you normally do is just not happening, or, you know, that you feel really stressed with getting kids to school on time because you're on a time pressure, or, you know, or you're just not taking time for yourself. So, you know, like, I've been doing a thing lately of, you know, like, I meditate every day for about, you know, 10 minutes or so before I start the day. It doesn't matter how busy I am, the busier I am, the more I need to meditate.
More important it is. Yeah.
And it just takes me out of crisis management. And, you know, and then there's just, like, I can only do what I can do. And some days that might involve doing my planned session. Sometimes it might involve skipping it and going, you know what, I actually just need to do, I need to sit in front of, watch some of my TV shows and do some crocheting and just, you know, have a bit of a tune out day. And I think the important thing is to not think of that as any less valid than going off and running intervals.
Yeah, and look, finding that flow, it's you know, it's like seeking Zen, isn't it? It's that ultimate goal that maybe none of us ever fully attain, but as long as you're working towards it, I think you're doing pretty well.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, can you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye. Lovely to talk to you.
Am I done? Yeah, I'm pretty done, I think.
I think we're pretty done. I think we've done remarkably well. I've only got 3 home today. I've got all 4 next week, so that might be even more interesting, I guess we'll see.
Yes, cool. Well, we will look forward to talking to you again next week. And just a reminder that Learn to Run starts on Monday. So we've got a great group happening, and if you want to join in, then it would be a great time, and you could be running in spring, which is
the best time
of year.
Yeah.
And of course, there's the July 25th group as well, if you're interested in 5K, 10K, or half marathon.
Yes, come run the 10 with me at Melbourne. Kate Dobbo, who I'm super excited, has joined up as well. We're going to do it together in penguin pants because I said something about waddling and she's taking me seriously. I'm ecstatic.
Yep, and Jade's going to be popping in too because she's decided to do that, her first half marathon. It's super exciting.
Oh, that's so super
exciting. It's going to be loads of fun.
That's going to be a great group. Come join us there and there won't be children yelling at you as well.
All right. See ya.
Talk to you next week.